This Studio M broadcast is brought to you by Inside Out Music America, music in progress. Visit them online at insideoutmusic.com. Our show is also brought to you by progforyou.com, your doorway to progressive rock featuring reviews and interviews. Enjoy the show.
Enough. I think you know who they are. So for the next 2 hours, you will be underneath the shadow of the porcupine tree.
Thank you. 2, 1, 0, 5, 0, 0, 9, 6, 2, 2, 5, 1, 2, 1, 0, 8, 1, 0, 5. It's just for show. I found a better way to curb the pain. You put a trigger here inside my brain. Maybe nothing now, but I will rise. I'll have more followers than Jesus Christ.
La 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 la
Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good evening. Sorry to keep you waiting. It's been a long time since we were in the States, and I'd like to apologize for that fact and give a special welcome and hello to anybody that may have discovered Porcupine Tree since the last time we were here. And now, is that anyone? Good. We're going to continue with something from the Lightbulb Sun album called She's Moved On. Thank you.
Thank you.
sun is a light bulb. A candle's a treat. The curtains stay closed now on my little retreat. I'll only take medicine if it's followed by sweets. A sickly pink liquid that puts me to sleep. My heart beats a better way. Tomorrow a better day. TV while I'm locked up in bed, and mother makes sure that I'm watered and fed. My best friend from school will come over and stare at me in my bubble. Jeremy Fire. Is making me wish I was back on my feet. Thank you. Hey, you know, it's kind of hard to rock out in front of a seated audience. It really is. Okay. Yeah. That wasn't an invitation to stand up. Maybe later. Because we're just about to chill things out a little bit. We'd like to play another track from the Lightbulb Sun album. This is a track that was kind of inspired by something which is not unique to America, but you kind of excel in this particular department. And I'm talking about religious cults. You're very good at that here. This is a song that features a sample of a gentleman called Doe, who was the leader of a religious cult called the Heaven's Gate cult, who you may remember from a few years ago, all killed themselves. No, sorry, they didn't kill themselves. They transcended to the next level. This is a track that is titled after the last words on their suicide video. And it's called Last Chance to Evacuate Planet Earth Before It Is Recycled. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
can't stop being me. If I call, will you come, and will you save me?
Said you hate me this way. It's just a matter of time. You said you hate me this way.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. We're going to do... this is clever, this, right? Because what we're going to do now is an unplugged set, almost entirely without the aid of any acoustic instruments whatsoever. And this is how we do it. You ready, Richie?
Almost.
Yeah?
One, two, three, four.
You keep me waiting. You keep me alone in a room full of friends. You keep me hating. You keep me listening to the bands. No amount of pointless days could make this go away. You have me on my knees. You have me listless and unhinged. You have me in your pocket. You have me distant and estranged. No narcotics in my brain could make this go away. I'm sorry then. I'm sorry that I'm not like you. I worry that I don't act the way you want me to. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I'm not like you. Find me wanting. You find me bloodless but inspired. You find me out. You find me hallucinating fire. No narcotics in my brain can make this go away. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I'm not like you. I'm worried that I don't act the way you want me to. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I'm not like you.
Bossy Hole.
Bell. Tied to a time when we knew that the sun would shine, and you were all smiles, and we could just talk for a while of where we would be when the future comes. How you would paint while I wrote my songs. If I could
find you
and tell you about my life, or maybe just write and remind you of when we would dream of where we would be when the future comes.
Where we would be
and how you would paint while I wrote my songs. Strange how you never become the person you see when you're young.
I don't know how closely you guys follow the news, what's going on in the United Kingdom at the moment, or in fact recently, but we've had a pretty terrible disease sweeping the country, sweeping the nation. You know about that? Yeah, I am of course talking about boy bands and girl bands. It is a fucking disease. And showing no signs of slowing up either. The infection keeps spreading. And I know you have a particular problem with this disease in the United States as well. And in fact, you've sent your disease over to us as well. Thanks. So what we're going to do for you now is a song which is kind of our antidote to the likes of Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Christine Aguilera, etc., etc., etc. And the thing about all these musicians about these artists is that they purport to perform love songs. And they don't make me feel very romantic somehow. So this is Porcupine Tree's antidote to all of those pointless love songs. Yes, thank you, Colin, for that. And this is called Hate Song.
Yeah. Thank you. much. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. We're going to play... No, I'm sorry, we don't do requests, okay? What we are going to do for you is a track from Stupid Dream album now. This is about the saddest song in the whole Porcupine Tree catalogue, which is Saying Something. Okay? But for me, the saddest things, saddest songs, were also always the most beautiful and the most uplifting. Maybe that's just me. This is called Stop Swimming.
Maybe it's time to
I forget which door I came through. And I know that the lift can be painfully slow. So I think I'll leave by the window. Oh, oh. Hear softly
much, and good night. Thank you. Okay, you can stay standing for this one, actually, if you like. This is a bit bouncy. This is called Voyage 34.
This remarkable, sometimes incoherent transcript illustrates a phantasmagoria of fear, terror, grief, exultation, and finally breakdown. Its highlights have been compressed on this recording to make their own disquieting points. After the participants have eaten sugar cubes saturated with LSD. We hear Brian and his fellow travelers observing their gradual transformation. Visible only by the dim light shining from the bathroom. He talks to himself. Snap his fingers and terminate the trip, which continues. man's rocky journey ended 12 hours after it so innocently had begun. He was shattered by it.
Never had a bummer in some 33 LSD trips. Every one of them was a delight. Everything under control. He needed only to snap his fingers, and down he came any time. But on voyage 34, he finally met himself coming down an up staircase, and the encounter was crushing.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. to destroy. Give me radioactive toy. Taste the water from a stream of running death. Eat the apple and cough a dying breath. Give me the freedom to destroy. Give me radioactive toy. Give me the freedom to destroy.